Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of OTR Vantage Point. I'm your host, Mark Kelly. I want to thank all of you for spending time with me today. Don't forget to check out warhog.com and kellydefense.com. Make sure you go there, check out all of our training, check out the OTR training on demand. Click that button. It's your one-stop video training catalog. Don't forget to go back and check out all the past episodes of the wildly popular On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense, as well as Warhog Words of Wisdom, and of course, OTR Vantage Point. Also on our web pages, you can check out all of the industry partners. We got a couple more that we're going to be joining next week, as a matter of fact. Been a big announcement this coming Monday and Tuesday. But go check out those industry partners. Got promo codes. Save yourself a boatload of cash. And also on warhog.com, you can check out the In Honor of Duco project. Read up about the history of Rick and Duco and contribute directly and see about any upcoming events. But as always, thank you for making us part of your day. So I couldn't keep quiet. Pretty proud of myself. Hadn't been speaking about this particular topic for a while. Colin Kaepernick. Now, I'm not really focusing on the Colin Kaepernick saga. I'm just not focusing on that. Look, I really do not care if he gets a job again with the NFL. I really don't care. I don't. But it's very interesting. It's very interesting how the media is handling this. You have some legitimate sports media like Yahoo and ESPN. I kind of want to talk about those guys. I want to talk about those guys today and what they actually are doing and how curious that they get away with it. No one really says anything about it. I don't know why. The Deshaun Watson thing. And again, to be fair, he has not been charged with anything. The Deshaun Watson issue up in Cleveland were his lawsuits, off the field conduct. And I've spoken about this before. I'm not real big about the NFL, your employer, really getting involved with your off-the-field antics or whatever's going on off the field. He hasn't been charged with anything, but that's neither here or there. That's for the union to take care of that. But anyway, the media, when it comes to Colin Kaepernick, I just can't keep curious. I can't keep quiet anymore, and I'll tell you why. For those of you who aren't familiar, I'm sure you all know who, most of you know who listen to the show, who Colin Kaepernick is. He opted out of his contract back in 2016, opted out. Decided he wasn't going to play anymore, just opted out of his contract. What he had the right to do. He wasn't cut. He wasn't fired. He wasn't blackballed from the league because of his kneeling for the national anthem. None of that stuff. He opted out of his contract. Now, he was benched the season before that by Gabbard in the 49ers. He was benched due to lack of performance. And then he went on to his other stuff that we all know him more for. The fact that he was a really good quarterback when he first came into the league. Took him to a Super Bowl. But the way that this whole thing about him coming back, the way that the media is treating it. He announced after his Netflix debacle, talking about the combine and comparing that to slavery and how the NFL mistreats its players and all that stuff. He decides he wants to come back. So think about that for a second. He goes out, makes a Netflix streaming special, big platform. Netflix puts their money behind it. Comparing the combine and the NFL to a modern day slavery. Now he wants to come back. So that in itself is just odd. So you're saying how mistreated everybody is and how you were, and now you want to come back and work for them? Now, I did a show in a previous Vantage Point where I talked about, you know, he just wants to get the steam rolling. He's starting to sputter a little bit, so he wants to get it rolling. No, he actually did a workout with the Raiders last month. It's been about a month now. So he does a workout with the Raiders. News comes out and says that the workout went well. Now, he hasn't had any other workouts. No one else has shown interest. Now, remember, he hasn't played a snap in 2016. So we've kind of gone through the history of this whole issue with Colin Kaepernick trying to get back in the NFL. Yahoo Sports in particular, every day, go check it out. All the articles that Yahoo Sports in particular is putting out about how Colin Kaepernick should be taken. This player believes that he'd be a good fit. This player believes he deserves a shot. He would be a good backup and probably work his way up into a starting role. All these articles, constant. This team should consider Colin Kaepernick with their situation. I mean, it was literally every day. Every day. Then, a few weeks after that, and these are still going on, by the way, but that initial blast from Yahoo Sports and ESPN in particular, there was an article that came out that a former, and it didn't release the player's name, a former NFL player had said that the workout didn't go great, but the event itself and everything that they wanted to see went well. Now, yesterday, Hall of Famer Warren Sapp comes out and says, this workout was a disaster. It was a disaster. Probably the worst workouts ever in the history of NFL. Now, I'm sure he's being dramatic about that. He's on another show. I don't want to promote the show. I don't know much about it. But he was on another show saying that this was a disaster. And he was questioning, and this is my point, along with the Yahoo Sports and the blast of all the articles, where's the video? Where is the video? Remember that video that they showed of him doing some kind of a halftime workout up in Michigan that Harbaugh let him do? Where's the video? If it was such a great workout and everything went well, why aren't they showing it? Why isn't Kaepernick coming on TV saying, they're not showing my video, it was a great workout, I want to give us other opportunities to players or teams to see it? Where is the video? I'll tell you why. Because he probably stuck up the joint. Now, he was a great player, great talent in the NFL. He hasn't thrown an NFL pass in 6 years. Over that, if you consider the time he was out in a game. It shows you what the media does here. It's the classic doublethink, like from George Orwell's 1984. Believing two things that completely contradict each other and making sense of it. That's what this media is doing. The sports media is doing. They've all lost their minds. Although he was a great player, that was a long time ago. And he hasn't been in playing shape in 6 years, let alone regular workout shape. Classic doublethink. And that's what the media is doing. I really didn't care because I don't care if a team needs Colin Kaepernick and they pick him up. It doesn't change anything about the NFL for me. I don't watch it that much anymore. I watch the Cincinnati Bengals. That's about it. And I try to follow the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if I can do it anymore. But it's a hometown team. Other than that, I don't watch it. It's unconsumable. I just can't do it. But the fact that they are pushing this, it's in your face all the time. This is a good point, a pause point to say that you've got to look out for other alternative information sources. Podcasts. I'm not saying mine, even if it's someone else's. Listen to what other people say. The diversity of thought is the issue nowadays, not the diversity of skin color in the NFL. It's the diversity of thought. This Yahoo Sports have been pushing these articles out over and over and over again. And then they misquote people. They're saying, well, Derek Carr thinks he should get a chance. No, Derek Carr said he'd be a good fit in the locker room. That he doesn't necessarily hate Colin Kaepernick. But they got 3 or 4 good, solid quarterbacks behind Derek Carr. It's not going to happen. But they keep saying that and throwing gaslights on top of this doublethink. It's really crazy. And I just couldn't keep quiet because every day I check out all the news medias just to see what the headlines are. And that he always pops up on Yahoo Sports and ESPN about how he should be given a chance and that how the workout was a success. Well, now we're finding out through Warren Sapp and a couple other guys who they're not saying their names that it wasn't. Anyway, guys, tell me what you think about this take. Make sure you go to warhog.com and kellydefense.com. Check out our OTR training on demand. And don't forget, we are on Vimeo, Fire TV. We're also on Amazon Music, Amazon Audible. And you can also, if you have an Android, you can go to Amazon and download our app and catch up all of our video shows. Don't forget to check out all the audio shows on anywhere podcasts are consumed. And at the very least, share and like these audio and video shows. Don't forget to subscribe, hit those notification bells. Thank you guys. Have a great day, and God bless America.